Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I know you guys were asking for that one. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit, just a couple minutes, about hypergamy. And then I'm going to move on to a really cool article that I found. And it kind of explains how guys are winning Tinder now. You know, men adapt, men overcome. And in the past, it was like back when I was on Tinder and successful, you'd find somebody that was maybe a little bit better looking than you. Maybe you're about your equal, and maybe someone that was, well, we're not quite a great match, but I don't know, she's got a rocking pair of bobs, or she's really nice, or seems really friendly, or whatever, and I'm at least open to meeting her. And that was kind of the normal. Well, things have changed, and for a long time, most guys, well, and still, many guys aren't doing well on Tinder. But what has happened is that a lot of guys now that weren't doing well based on their looks, because you don't have a way to, you know, on a profile, it's all about your looks, it's all about your job, it's all about your income, it's all about that kind of thing. It's just a, you know, the surface level stuff. Well, guys that don't have the surface level stuff have realized, hey, I'm not getting any game on here. So they drop out. They're not there anymore. And so a lot of the guys that are on there are successful because they have, you know, they've got something that puts them in the upper top 10, 20, 30%, and that's hypergamy. Well, those guys are cleaning up, and the rest of the guys are also winning because they're not playing the game anymore. They've just dropped out, and they're not participating. Like, I haven't had a dating app installed now in a couple of years. So let's talk about hypergamy, then let's talk about the article, and then we're going to talk about how men are winning and how this carefree, hey, let's be like the guys and just sleep with anyone and be promiscuous and do our thing, is backfiring on the women really badly, really badly. And so we'll get into all this. So let's get recording on this, and then we'll talk about it. So we have here, here's a traditional chart of kind of what, when you Google search hypergamy, what it means. And it means that guys will date a girl that's a little better than them. They'll date a girl that's equal to them. They'll even settle a little bit depending on what they're looking for in a woman. Like, for example, she may not have a great job, but she meets all the other qualifications. And maybe the guy's got enough money to not worry about that. Or maybe she has a really great job and she pays her own bills, and she might treat the guy to dinners and meals. But maybe she's not quite as good looking as you'd hope. But she's got, you know, there's a balance. Well, women now, because of the dating marketplace, they all go after the top guys. And I broke this down a little bit further. I actually did a little photoshopping here to make it like hypergamy for dummies, right? And so traditionally, this is the relationship of what men will do. So if you look at the left, the red is what men will have a long-term relationship with. He will have a long-term relationship with a woman that's a better than him, equal to him, or maybe a step lower. And so a little better, you might say, oh, she's a catch for him. Equal, nothing. And then, you know, if she's a little lower, you say, well, maybe he settled a little bit. Now, they would really date anybody better than them, but let's be realistic. Those women wouldn't date the guy. Because you can see on the right here, women will be with a guy that's their equal or better or even a little better than that. They never really date down. So this is what kind of long-term relationships used to look like. And this is still the long-term relationship for men. Men will still only be in a long-term relationship with maybe a step down, their equal, or better. Now, I'm not saying this is 100% on all things, but this is just a little something I've worked out. And like I said, we're going to read an article that kind of drills down on this. Now, this is the Tinder dating pool, is what we have on this picture. And what it is basically a guy will hit on anybody that's better than him, his equal, and even a couple steps lower. Because he knows, hey, this isn't somebody I'm going to be introducing to my family. This isn't a long-term relationship. This is just a hit it and quit it situation. Call her up, have her come over, slide into my DMs, or I'll slide into her DMs. She'll slide into my bedroom. We have our little bit of fun. She goes on her way. No one's the wiser, and I got some action. Okay, so guys will definitely sleep down, as they call it. Okay, but they won't date down. And if you look at the blue chart here, the ladies are only wanting to be with the best guys, the very best. Why? Because they think they can. Why? Because those guys will date down. Look, a 10 in the past wouldn't get in a long-term relationship with a 5. It just, he wouldn't. But a 10 will sleep with a 5, 5 being average. There's really good-looking guys that are like, it's kind of a quiet night. She's all right. It's, she's okay. And it's lit close to closing time in the pub. We'll sneak back to my place, a little bit old in and out. She's on her way. No one's the wiser, and I had my fun. So guys will do that. And so that woman, though, as she's the 5 going home, is thinking, I just was with this 10, and he's amazing, and I want to be with him long term. But he ghosts. Maybe he ghosts after that night. Maybe he ghosts after a couple of times or maybe a couple of weeks. Why? Because he's got so many women wanting to be with him. And the women, we're empowered and we're like the guys now. We're just free and we'll just go sleep around, have our fun. The absolute top guys, they're smashing it. They're having a great time with it because they've got a 10 will be with a 10, a 9, an 8, a 7, a 6, and a 5. And depending if, because that's average, a 10 will be with an average girl or better. Sure, why not? And depending if he's had a couple too many, he might even be with a 4 or a 3 if he's really, it's been a while. Because men are dogs. We are. We are. A lot of men are dogs, not all men. But we are. So that gives that one guy 60%, 70% of women that he can, you know. Now, maybe a 10 or a 9 or an 8 might be a more of a challenge for him. But if he's a 10, he can get a 4, he can get a 1 through a 7 easy. And he'll be with a 10 through a 4 or a 5. That means he's got 50% of the field to work with. Now, what about the guy that's a 5? They don't even look at him anymore. So what's he do? He leaves the dating apps because he says, you know what? I have a lot to offer. It's just not like if you read on a profile that I'm 5'7", oh, that's a mark against me. If you read on a profile that I'm a welder, oh, that's a mark against me. And it's not really, but I'm saying this as if you're a woman. Oh, he's got some photos, but he's not really rocking, you know, a six-pack and muscles. Next. Now, the truth is that guy might be incredibly funny. He might have a really nice car out in the driveway. He might have his home paid for. He might have $1 million in the bank. He might be that welder that makes 100 grand, 125 grand a year. Maybe he's a underwater scuba diving welder that makes 300 grand a year. She doesn't care. She doesn't know. It's because it's literally, you know, Tinder's literally, nope. Yeah, so the 5s, the 6s, maybe even some of the 7s are out. That leaves just like really good, attractive guys. And all the women think, well, look at all these awesome dudes. Or, no, he's a loser. So anyway, because of the marketplace now, women are an average woman is now sleeping with really good looking guys. And she's like, well, this is what I deserve. So let's move on to the article. I hope you guys understand what I'm saying here. And because I don't want to dwell on it too much, but this the who a man will date long term is way different. And I've been saying this for a year. It's way different than who he will be in a long term relationship with. But when they are sleeping with these women think that this is the guy that they deserve to be in a long term relationship with. Okay. Justin Bishop writes, Tinder and the Dawn of the Dating Apocalypse. Now, this is a long article, but I want to work my way through it, and I may jump over a little bit, but it perfectly illustrates how the guys have learned how to game this, because the guys that are the winners, they're gaming it, and the guys that are not the winners are out of it, which is also winning, because they're not wasting time on the apps. And they're not validating women by asking them out, or at least they shouldn't be. So they said, it's a balmy night in Manhattan's financial district and at a sports bar called Stout. Obviously, this was written before the bug. Everyone is Tindering. Now, how would you like to be out on a date or in a club and everybody's on their friggin' phone all night? The tables are filled with young women and men who've been chasing money and deals on Wall Street all day, and now they're looking for hookups. Everyone is drinking, peering into their screens, and swiping on the faces of strangers they may sleep with later that evening, or not. One woman says, ooh, this guy has a dad bod, a young woman says of a potential match, swiping left. Her friends smirk, not looking up. Tinder sucks, they say, but they don't stop swiping. At a booth in the back, three handsome 20-something guys in button-downs are having beers. They're Dan, Alex, and Marty, budding investment bankers at the same financial firm, which recruited Alex and Marty straight from an Ivy League campus. And they say that we've changed some names and identifying details. Okay, so you've got Ivy League handsome men. They're the top percenters, right? When asked if they've been arranging dates on the apps, they've been swiping it. All say not one date, but two or three. You can't be stuck in one lane. There's always something better. If you had a reservation somewhere and then a table at Per Se opened up, you'd want to go there. So in other words, if you had a restaurant reservation and a better restaurant reservation opens up, you want to go there. Guys view everything as a competition, he elaborates with his deep, reassuring voice. Who slept with the best and hottest girls? With these dating apps, he says, you're always sort of prowling. You could talk to two or three girls at a bar and pick up the best one, or you can swipe a couple hundred per day. The sample size is so much larger. It's setting up two or three Tinder dates a week, and chances are sleeping with all of them. So you could rack up 100 girls you've slept with in a year. And this is where those top guys are going. Now, when I say top guy, look, if you've got a good game and you know how to text and be skilled at it, yeah, you can maybe be a 7 and have some good luck with it, maybe even a 6. But on Tinder, it's all about your looks and if you can grab the eye. Well, these guys grab the eye. Ivy League graduate, financial, marketing, whatever they called him, investment banker, Ivy League school. They're all handsome, according to the interviewer. So there you go. So they're getting all these women, and they're sleeping with all these women because it's easy for them. He says that he himself slept with 5 different women he met on Tinder, Tinderellas, the guys call them, in the last 8 days. 5 women in 8 days. Dan and Marty, also Alex's roommates in a shiny high-rise apartment building near Wall Street, can vouch for that. In fact, they can remember whom Alex has slept with in the past week more readily than he can. He says Brittany, Morgan, Amber, Marty says, counting on his fingers. Oh, and the Russian, Ukrainian? Ukrainian, Alex confirms. She works at, he says, the name of a high-end art auction house. Ask what these women are like, he shrugs. I could offer a resume, but that's about it. Works at J. Crew, senior at Parsons, junior at Pace, works in finance. He says, we don't know what the girls are like, Marty says, and they don't know us, says Alex. And yet a lack of an intimate knowledge of his potential partners never presents him with an obstacle in physical intimacy, Alex says. Alex's friends agree, is a Tinder king, a young man of such deft text game that the ability to actually convince someone to do something over text, Marty explains, and he is able to entice young women into his bed on the basis of a few text exchanges while letting them know up front he's not interested in having a relationship. Okay, so does this mean that you guys should jump in and give Tinder a go? Sure, if you want to. If you've hit the gym and you've got a nice chiseled jaw and you've got some muscle, you might do okay. And I always say, hey, take care of your health and get healthy for yourself, but you may have the luck that these guys do. I don't know about you though, but the young women that would just go up to a guy's place and shag him on the first night after just a couple of texts, how many has she done this before you? Is this really a good idea? Is she going to be safe, or is she going to have regret in the morning and say you did something inappropriate? You better make sure to be careful, or else you might catch something, the gift that keeps on giving. You're not exactly getting the creme de la creme of good women. Easy women, yes. Good women, no. So this is going to have to be up to you if this is a leap you want to take. But if that's important, if intimacy is important to you, hey, I guess you can do it if you have the right credentials. If you ask me, if I were to put on a Tinder profile and I say bald, 5'7", retired engineer, YouTuber, living in a bus down or a van, actually, well, living by a van down by the river, but living in a bus down by the river, man, no one's swiping on me. And that's okay. That's okay. But if you're into that, hey, maybe you'll have some luck with it. I just don't think that's not the kind of woman I'd necessarily want to be with, but you might. Marty, who prefers Hinge to Tinder, Hinge is my thing, is no slouch at racking up the girls. Now, remember, they're in Manhattan, which is very kind of a rich, trendy, heavily populated area. And when I've been in New York before, I set my location in Manhattan and started swiping. Even I got maybe 20 or 30 matches in a couple of days. And I managed to talk to some of them. I used to go up to New York a couple times a year for a month or two. I haven't gone this year, and I probably won't go back the way New York's looking right now. But when you've got you know, 11 million people living in a 3 by whatever the mileage is, 3 by 8 miles or whatever New York City is. There is a lot of people on Tinder. But Marty, let's see, he says, is no slouch at racking up girls. He says he slept with 30 to 40 women in the last year, which is, yeah, we go 3 a month and not too bad, 1 a week. I sort of play that I could be a boyfriend kind of guy. Here's a key. I sort of play that I could be a boyfriend kind of guy in order to win them over. But then when they start wanting me to care more, and I just don't. So basically, he's like, we'll see what happens. Then he hits it and quits it, and the girls are like, oh, he ghosted me. Alex says, dude, that's not cool. He says in his warm way, I always make a point of disclosing I'm not looking for anything serious. I just want to hang out, be friends, see what happens. If I were ever in a court of law, I could point to the transcript. In other words, his texts. But something about the whole scenario seems to bother him. Despite all his mild-mannered bravado, I think to an extent it's like sinister. Because I know the average girl will think that there's a chance she can turn the tables. If I were like, hey, I just want a bone, very few people would want to meet up with you. Do you think this culture is misogynistic? He asks slightly. So that's his game. He'll say, he kind of leaves it out there that maybe there's a chance for a relationship. And so the girls, he pulls the girls in, he sleeps with them, then he dumps them. And he gets what he wants. He's getting the action. And the women, they're getting used and tossed away. Doesn't sound like the women are winning. So let's see what the women say. I won't do the whole article, but I will leave it below. And I invite you guys to read it. And if you ladies are watching this, watch it too. Because this is what's happening to you gals. You girls that are like, I was with this really hot guy and we were flirting and it was all great. And I took him back to my place and now he's not calling me anymore. And this keeps happening to me. What is going on? This is what's going on to you. You may think you're a 9, but maybe you're really a 6. And you're sleeping with 9s. I'm not saying that's the way it is, but I'm saying there may be something that you're overlooking if you keep having lots of hookups and lots of really short-term flings, but no guy's willing to settle down with you. Remember, men will sleep down. People used to meet their partners through proximity, through family and friends, but now the internet meetup is surpassing every other form. It's changing so much about the way we act both romantically and intimately. Garcia says, it is unprecedented from an evolutionary standpoint. As soon as people could go online, they were using it as a way to find partners to date and have intimacy with. In the 90s, it was Craigslist and AOL chat rooms, Match.com and Kiss.com, but the lengthy heartfelt emails exchanged by the main characters in You've Got Mail seem positively Victorian in comparison to the messages sent to the average dating app today. I'll get a text that says, wanna F. Says Jennifer, 22, a senior at Indiana University Southeast in New Albany. They'll tell you, come over and sit on my face, says her friend Ashley, 19. And why are they being like this? Because if you don't give them a response or you say no, they're the top 10 or 20% of guys. They will get a 6 or a 7 that will say yes. So, and if it's not you, they don't care. Look, a guy would love to sleep with a 10. But if he has to take her coffee and dinner and wine and dine her and work really hard, if he just wants to sleep with her, no, he'll send a come over and sit on my face to a 6 or a 7, which is still better than average. And if that's easy and she says, okay, that's all he cares about. So no, the days of being wined and dined and treated well, ladies, is dying. And you've killed it. Because these guys that are popular and good looking, they don't have to try anymore. They just get it. I want to jump over and I'm trying to find like where they get to the meat of this here. Okay, the comparison to online shopping seems an apt one. Dating apps are the free market economy when it comes to intimacy. The innovation of Tinder was the swipe, the flick of a finger on a picture, no more elaborate profiles necessary, no more fear of rejection. Users only know when they've been approved, never when they've been discarded. Instant gratification, says Jason, 26, a Brooklyn photographer, and a validation of your own attractiveness by just swiping your thumb on an app. You see some pretty girl, you swipe, and it's like, oh, she thinks you're attractive too? So it's really addicting, and you find yourself mindlessly doing it. Intimacy has become so easy, says John, 26, a marketing executive in New York. I can go on my phone right now, and no doubt I can find someone I can sleep with this evening, probably before midnight. And again, this just proves my point. You're young, you're attractive, you're healthy, Maybe you've got some muscles. You've got a Brooklyn photographer. You've got a marketing ad executives. You've got, I mean, this is New York, right? And so, yeah, if you're that top or 20% of guys, you can flick and you can find somebody to be with that night. Now, notice he's not saying you can find an amazingly hot and a 10 to be with. He's just said you find someone. When you're a young guy, someone's good enough. The hookup culture is bound up with everything that's fabulous about being a young woman in 2012. The freedom, the confidence, but others lament the way the extreme casualness of intimacy in the age of Tinder leaves many women feeling devalued. It's rare for a woman of our generation to meet a man who treats her like a priority instead of an option, wrote Erica Gordon on the Gen Y website Elite Daily in 2014. It's the very abundance of options provided by online dating which may be making men less inclined to treat any particular woman as a priority, according to David Buss, a professor of psychology at the University of Texas at Austin, who specializes in the evolution of human sexuality. Apps like Tinder and OkCupid give people the impression that there are thousands or millions of potential mates out there, Buss says. One dimension is the impact that it has on men's psychology. When there's a surplus of women, or a perceived surplus of women, the whole mating system tends to shift towards short-term dating. Marriages become unsustainable, divorces increase, men don't have to commit, so they pursue a short-term mating strategy. Men are making that shift, and women are forced to go along with it in order to mate at all. Let me comment on this. So these top 10, 20, 30% of men have an abundance of women. They have all these women now chasing after them. And here's what's different than in the past, willing to sleep with them. So the guys that just want to get some and not look for long term, they don't care if they're sleeping with a 10 or a 5. Like, she's average and I'm getting some and it was easy. I'll take it. Oh, she's a 7, but I have to buy her a cup of coffee. Yeah, okay. She's a 10, but she wants me to wine and dine and jump through hoops for her. Forget it. I mean, yeah, she's hot, but I can swipe and have 8 matches with sixes that require nothing. I can just have her knock on my door like a delivery service and she's in my bed. So guys will do that. And so the top 30% are doing this. So they're not dating long term. They don't have to. They're just getting what they want, which is intimacy a lot because they're young men. And the other 70% of guys, 60% of guys, I'd say probably the very bottom 10 or 20% of those, maybe they're, I don't know, OnlyFans. Maybe they're, because maybe they still want to date. And that's what I mean by the bottom 10 or 20%. Bottom 10 or 20% of men that still want to date. They're maybe on OnlyFans. Maybe they're looking at adult stuff on the internet and being bummed out. But there's a whole group of men in there that are like, well, it's not working out for me, but you know what? I got hobbies. I'm good. I'll maybe watch an adult flick every once in a while, take care of it myself, and I got friends and I got hobbies. So they're out. So what happens is a lot of men have left the market. A lot of men know they really don't have a chance at it, and they're out. A lot of guys should have a chance at it, but they're not getting that chance. They're out. And so that all that's left is guys that are like on there maybe to get lucky, and the top 30% of guys that are getting everybody, and they're never going to settle down. So what's happening? Men aren't dating. Men are just out. You've got players and you've got nobody. That's all you're left with. So let's wrap it up with this because I'm running a little long. Now, hold on there a minute. Short-term mating strategies seem to work for plenty of women too. Some don't want to be in a committed relationship either, particularly those in their 20s who are focusing on their education and launching their careers. Alex, the Wall Streeter, is overly optimistic when he assumes that every woman he sleeps with would turn the tables and date him seriously if she would. And yet his assumption may be a sign of the more sinister thing he references, the big fish swimming underneath the ice. For young women, the problem in navigating this in relationships is still the gender inequality, says Elizabeth Armstrong, a professor of sociology at the University of Michigan who specializes in sexuality and gender. Young women complain that young men still have the power to decide when something is going to be serious and when something is not. They can go, she's girlfriend material, she's hookup material. There's still a pervasive double standard. We need to puzzle out why women have made more strides in the public arena than in the private arena and hit it and quit it. I'm going to leave it there because I'm getting super long. But I'll leave this link below. Here's why men get to decide whether it's a long-term relationship or just a fling. A man is a 10. A man that is a 10 will sleep with a 10, a 9, an 8, a 7, a 6, and a 5, for an example. And maybe only a 6, but you get my, a man will, so that 10 will date a 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5, like 6 of them. So he really could say he has these women he could choose from for a long-term relationship, just this one guy. The 6 would definitely probably be with him. The 7 would probably be with him. The 8, the 9, they'd all probably be with him. But he's already gotten what he wants, so he doesn't care. And he throws those 5 away, and then there's 5 more, and 5 more, and 5. So he decides the relationship because the women keep coming. He has an overabundance of choice. And the 10 has all these choices, and the 9s have all these choices, and 8s still have quite a few choices. Why? Because the 6s and the 5s and the 4s and 3s, 2s and 1s of men don't have any choice. They're out of the game. So there's more women for every guy. Because if you were to ask a lot of guys that are not in the game, hey, do you have a choice of dating? Guys are like, no, I have no choice of dating. I don't even go on dates. I don't even get asked out. I can't even ask out a girl. But that's not the people they're talking about here. They're talking about the best of the best guys that get all the choices. As long as women will sleep with that guy without making him become a boyfriend and have a long-term relationship, he will never do it. So women have gone down this road now to where they, because they're empowered, they'll all sleep with these guys. And that guy has such an abundance of all these women that he never has to settle. That 10 will never jump off the market until maybe he wants kids some days, but that 10's going to marry a 10. Maybe a 9. A 9 is going to marry a 10 or a 9, and maybe an 8. And the 7 is going to marry a 8, 7, maybe a 6. But you get what I'm saying, right? So until women change their ways, if they're just going to, hey, I'm going to give it up because he's good looking and he's better than me, and I feel glad that he's paying attention to me, and that guy's like, I'm getting some. I don't really care what she's like. The market's going to be for the men. And then all the men that don't have any choice and that haven't been selected and that feel like dating is awful and I never get any matches on Tinder, they uninstall it and they move on and they're not there anymore. Or if they stay there, they just don't get any action. And so all the women chase the few men, and the few men are never going to date them long term. And that's where dating is today. So the only way to win is be in a top 10 or 20% of guys like we talk about, have really good game and be able to meet somebody in person, and then have good text game, and then you'll have maybe a little bit more luck, or just get out of the game. If you're not in that top percentage, you're out of the game. That's all, at least on the Tinder game. But a lot of guys have just gotten out of the dating game. They say, I'll save money, it's fun, I'm good. I hope this makes sense. I'll leave the links below down for this if you guys want to check it out. If this jumped around a little bit, it's because I had to cut it because I went long in some places. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my latest work. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor, I'm Joker. And remember, until women come back down to earth and are willing to date somebody that is their equal, whom they can get a long-term relationship with, that's the only way it's going to happen. As long as they're chasing these top percenter guys, the guys are going to use them, but they're never going to get a relationship with them. And these women are going to have tons of partners and no long-term relationships. That's just the way it goes.